B-Pod Studios.
Opinionated.
You like donuts? Nope.
And passionate.
We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final hour, Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 the Sports Hub. You know this whole dance, though? I feel like this is something you would know. Yeah, I feel. Oh, you know the whole song.
Do you know that there's a special dance to go with it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Talk to DJs about this. Like, you bring up, like, Arcan's wedding you weren't invited to.
Yes, correct.
This is one of the top three songs requested at any school dance, any function, any wedding.
It's
this Cotton Eye Joe.
It's funny you bring up Arcan.
What year did you do this informal survey of wedding DJs?
I was talking to Dennis about this when we were traveling this year. Wobble Butt's the other one.
Wobble Butt?
Some dance. Wobble Butt. Wobble, 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 wobble. Yeah.
Wobble Butt?
Wobble Butt.
That one I'm not familiar with. Cotton Eye Joe, I'm familiar. You'd be surprised. That was a popular one in northeastern Vermont. That was a popular one.
But that's like if you're a traveling DJ, like that's the stuff that gets brought up to you.
Got it. Would you like
the definitive most requested wedding songs of all time?
Shout's got to be up there.
Uptown Funk.
That's a good one.
This is a current one put together by Billboard and Spotify.
Okay, you'll never get to your free agent.
Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon.
I love that song because they opened up for Taylor Swift at one of her concerts.
Shut Up and Dance with Me. That song?
Yes, lost my mind to that one.
Yep. Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake.
That's a good one.
I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney.
I can see that.
Sure.
September, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You don't even have to request it.
Yeah, featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris by Usher, Lil Jon and Ludacris.
Nice.
What song was that?
That's late.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
That's also late.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson.
Another good one.
And then, very good.
That one.
Shout,
yep.
Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers.
Why would there be part 2? That song speaks for itself.
I didn't even know there was a part 2.
Lay it out as one, right.
But I got to be honest, I'll plead ignorance. I didn't even know there was a part 2.
I didn't either.
I do not.
The first one ends and you're like, hey, wait a minute, play part 2.
What's the name of the song we just played? What was that? What's that called?
That was
what did we just play?
Apache.
I'm not.
A-town. Hey, you don't know this?
A-town.
Late night. So it's funny you mentioned Arcan though. Arcan says he knows the whole Apache dance. That's like he knows the whole Apache dance. That's where I brought up. We were talking about this off the air. One of our few.
Yeah, we did it at his wedding.
Conversations.
How was that wedding? It was a cash
party. Where did the dance cut? Did the dance actually? Was that a dance for the song or was the dance from Fresh Prince?
Ooh.
Where did it originate? Was it already a dance?
Real chicken and an egg.
Was it art imitating
here?
Life?
It had to already be there, and I think.
And then they just
take a twist because
I do recall it from Fresh Prince, but I don't know if that's where it started. Was it already an existing dance, and they did it on the Fresh Prince?
Well, then there's,
or was it popularized there, and then it just went to the moon where now Zoe knows it.
Can't be offensive too, so they could take on another meaning. The way things change. That's all.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess. But at the time, was that something they were overly sensitive to?
No,
I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't know. I can't remember it in detail, but I do know what you're talking about, The Fresh Prince. Another good show. Another good sitcom doesn't get enough...
good program.
Good play out there.
Good program. Unlike the Patriots this year, not going to be much to watch.
Jesus, Jones. Jones is not going to watch. Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I'll watch.
Yeah, they're not going to be relevant.
If they were going to go undefeated,
they're not going to be relevant.
I don't know how good they're going to be is all I'm saying. So,
start 4-0.
So Jim McBride went through a bunch of free agents. You let me know how many of these moved the needle for
sure.
Okay? Because really what I want to know in this exercise is, are there any players out there that still move the needle? Or are they all snapped up? Okay? And as Morgan points out here, he says, always view Jim McBride with a bit of informed speculation.
I agree with that.
Tight with Belichick, it seems, right? And I'm adding that Belichick part.
He's the new go-to guy.
You think?
Yeah. It's been that way for a while now.
For a drop or two. Bill's insight.
Jim's pretty quick on the Patriots breaking stuff.
Okay.
Like, even with, like, injuries and, you know, this guy's going IR, Jim usually gets it first.
Bobby Wagner, move the needle for you, Joe?
Yes.
Hardy?
Sure.
I'm a yes. Wagner would move the needle. It'd stun me if they got him, visited the Rams. I guess I don't know how that went the other day. But that would stun me if they got him. But, yes, would move the needle. Dante Hightower?
Needle stuck.
That doesn't move
the needle. Needles doesn't fall, but it's right there. It's just
doesn't do anything for me. Right. Like that. Okay. That's not moving anything.
Right.
Trey Flowers
moves the needle somewhat.
I need full movement.
It's not full movement.
Okay.
Does not move the needle.
Not
Trey hasn't been here in a while, and he got paid, and there's been some injuries.
And the Lions don't want him.
Kid is strong.
Like, never a great look. Like
great leverage.
Because the Lions are such an awesome organization, they can identify talent.
No. Fair point, but just, you know, you'd think if he were good, the Lions might want him is all I'm saying. But you're right, they're not a great evaluator of talent.
All right, third and seven. You want Trey Flowers on game or you want Dietrich Weiss?
Okay, I'm not saying he can't help. I'm not saying he's not like a good player necessarily. Right. Just does that move the needle? Or are you like, wow, they got Trey Flowers? No.
No, it feels like you're trying to fix things with what you had. You know?
Correct. Patrick Peterson.
No.
Definitely not.
No. Too old now. Sorry.
Here are two interesting ones. Julio.
No.
I'm a yes. And I acknowledge that he may not have a lot left, but I think when he plays, he's still good. That's a big if because he's not out there.
He's somebody you have to worry about because of the name and in the past, but like he's been so injured.
Julio.
And you're wondering, like, is he just broken down?
Yeah.
And it didn't work in Tennessee.
You guys are both nose on Julio? You're a yes. Okay.
But that's just because I'm thinking about him 3 years ago.
I still think when he plays, he can play. Now, again, he has not been on the field a ton the last 2 years, but when he's out there, that guy's still a force.
Here's what I'm worried about. Why is he still out there? If this guy was that type of impact guy, and all these other guys are signing, like, Valdez-Scantling signs, Allen Robinson signs. Julio freaking Jones is still out there, folks.
Okay, Bobby freaking Wagner is still out there. That moved the needle for you. Julio doesn't.
Why didn't Tampa go get him?
Good question. I don't know.
No, they went and got Gage, who played in Atlanta. Gage, you know, kind of that middle slot guy in that, but yeah.
Most part of the problem, people don't want to pay Julio what he thinks he's worth, so he's holding out for more money.
Okay.
Maybe that's part of it. He needs to be convinced a little bit what he's worth.
Not having Goblin at the beginning of the year, I think Brady would like to have him.
3-4 years ago, I said three when he had 1,400 yards. Almost 1,700 in 2000.
Okay, what did he have 2 years ago in Atlanta? His final year in Atlanta, he wasn't bad, right? He was hurt.
771.
How many games?
I'll find out for you.
Probably 13.
I don't know. Google it, Joe.
Well, you're reading numbers to me. I thought you had it in front of you.
I don't have all the numbers.
I mean, I love Julio Jones, but I'm just trying to be real here.
Julio Jones to me would move the needle.
10 games in 2020. In Atlanta. So that's more than last year in Atlanta, 9 games.
So he's more productive than N'Keal Harry.
He had 700 yards in 9 games. That's what I'm saying. That's really good. Like when he plays, he's still productive. That was Atlanta.
What's N'Keal Harry had in 4 years?
Yeah, exactly.
He played 10 with the Titans.
I take it back. I'm sorry. Needle mover then.
He played 10 with the Titans. What was he, like 400-something yards?
What, yeah, Jeff, 434. Very good.
Okay. So, you know, there's been a drop-off. You need to keep him healthy.
Looks big and slow right there.
I'm in on Julio. I'm in as a...
But they
as
were
a,
feeding him the ball a ton in those 9 games. He had 51 receptions in 9 games.
Because, again, I think he can play. When he's out there, I think he can play. I do. Final name, Beckham.
No.
I'm a no just because he's hurt.
Hurt.
If Beckham were healthy, I would say
hurt
for sure.
And he won. He's not chasing now. And Brady's not here. You asked me that. Like, he was giving Brady goat shoes when Brady was here. Like, he wanted to come here.
Look, I was on the fence, but I got bullied into, you know, being out on him by the two rhinos in here. I'm not going to be bullied again. The guy, you said it. He won. That guy can't win. He just won. I think he can win. I think you can win with him.
So you're a yes?
I'm a yes.
Okay. You're a yes.
I'm a yes.
You've been down. Wait, you are a yes.
he just flopped me.
Yeah. I that was be, it. It's like that guy.
It's just out of my pure stupidity. I got to be real. No, I got to be real. Look what
that
he
was
had.
The narrative I fell under. It's like.
Like, what's the option? Him
or
N'Keal
Harry? He can't win. He doesn't want to play. It turns out he did want to play and he can win.
Bort and Aguilar aren't going anywhere. Myers isn't going anywhere. If N'Keal's gone, you replace him with him? Yes. Yeah. That'd be good.
But when's he going to play? November?
That's the problem.
and what shape's he going to be in November? Like, I don't know. That's the only reason I'm out. I like Beckham. I wanted him to trade for him at the deadline last year. I like Beckham. But if he's going to miss half the year.
Then you might as well draft the Williams kid out of
exactly.
Alabama.
And I don't want that either. So, all right, we've agreed on three names. If Bill Belichick signs Bobby Wagner or Julio Jones or Odell Beckham, then he's moved the needle a little bit. Otherwise, I don't really see any options for him. I don't. Meanwhile, the rest of the AFC continues to get better. Deshaun Watson introduced today, actually right now.
It's currently being, he looks very stiff and skinnier.
You think he looks leaner?
He looks leaner, yes.
Okay. Well, I haven't gotten a good look at him yet, but let's pick our way through some of the audio. The press conference is going on right now in Cleveland. We'll pick our way through some of that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
First, I want to say thank you to Dee and Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam family for giving me this awesome opportunity to be the quarterback of this historical organization in the Cleveland Browns. I want to thank AB and Coach Kevin for also giving me the opportunity to come here to join this organization, join this locker room, to lead these guys and be a servant leader. And then another opportunity for, you know, this organization, for me to come in here and have the opportunity to show this community, show this city, show this organization, show this locker room who the person I really am. And that's the main focus that I want to do, is continue to show people who I really am and get my story out eventually.
Deshaun Watson, new Browns quarterback, introduced earlier today. It's ongoing right now in Cleveland. Adam Jones in for Beadle here today. Zolak and Bertrand taking you up until 2 on a Friday. We'll be talking to Brad Marchand, right? 15
That's
minutes
finishing
from now?
Strong, right? Absolutely.
That is absolutely finishing strong on a Finish Strong Friday, presented by 128 Plumbing. So thanks for the reminder. 128 Plumbing, heating, cooling, electric, and drains. Spring is here, and it's that time of year to prevent those mainline sewer backups. If you've had sewer backups in the past, ask the team at 128 how to prevent future issues. Get details. Call 128.com. So that's Deshaun Watson. You know, fairly, what was that? It had to be like his opening statement, right? Just like kind of a boilerplate
sure.
thing there. From Deshaun Watson, who I see just reading the bottom third here. He has said today that he did not assault any women. Multiple grand juries have now thrown out.
Two now.
The criminal cases that were filed against him. He still has 20-plus civil suits ongoing here. So still many questions about his availability. Will he be suspended? I saw Florio write something today that maybe he'll be put on the commissioner's exempt list. So we have Watson up there with, I'm assuming, Stefanski, the head coach, and also Andrew Berry,
correct,
the GM here of the Cleveland Browns. And, well, here's an exchange that Andrew Berry had on Watson moments ago.
I want to touch on a little bit the work that we did do. First it starts with, like I mentioned, the reference work, understanding and talking to people who knew Deshaun intimately, interacted with him frequently at different phases of his life, whether that's when he was in Gainesville, at Clemson, and then really, multiple people up and down, the Texans organization across multiple leadership regimes. We used independent, investigative resources within the Harris County and Houston law enforcement community in order to get an unbiased and well-rounded and comprehensive perspective on the allegations. We didn't want it just to be one-sided. We used third-party legal counsel that allowed or to really analyze all the information that we were able to collect in a mass. And I should note, because I know a lot has been said about this, we were advised by our attorneys, we were advised against reaching out directly to the 22 women out of concern that it would be considered interfering with a criminal investigation.
Yeah, Andrew, just to be clear, nobody from the Browns or representing the Browns spoke to any of the 22 women who've made allegations, correct?
Like I mentioned earlier in my opening statement, Jake, our attorneys advise us that reaching out directly could be considered interfering with a criminal investigation. But that's the reason that we did hire independent investigators to make sure that we could get that comprehensive and holistic perspective.
So you say the investigators you hired did speak to the women?
I'll say the investigators that we hired were able to get a full perspective of all the cases. Yes.
Not speaking to them.
I'm going to say they full perspective of all the cases. I'm not going to go into necessarily the details of what of everything the investigators did, but they got a full perspective for all the criminal and civil cases, Jake.
Okay, so honestly, that was my first question hearing him talk. Hearing Andrew Berry talk was, well, did they talk to any of the accusers? And I think from that answer, it's very clear the Browns did not. And I'm still unclear on whether or not their own investigators did, but it sounds like no. And so when you say you're doing your own thorough research on Deshaun Watson, and I know I kind of just paraphrased his comments earlier. I'll give you the exact quotes that he had. He said, I understand these allegations are serious. I never assaulted any woman. I've never disrespected any woman, and I was raised to be genuine and to respect everyone around me. I've never done the things these people are alleging. Yeah, you can come out and you can say that, and the Browns can say we believe him, but yeah. If you didn't, I mean, that's hard to go up there and say if you didn't talk to the accusers, right?
But there's people that are going to have problems with this today, and there's people going to be like, good with it. It's good they did this today to get this out there, and it's step one. You can't avoid the topic. You can't just say, hey, we're here to talk about football.
Yeah, no, that makes you look
awful.
You know
what I mean? Then you're like pushing it off at some point.
You look insensitive.
As an organization, we'll get not
callous.
Past this, but it will get to football at some point. Like, he looks uneasy up there because this is awkward, right? You're going to Cleveland. You were a Texan for life, supposedly. You signed one of the biggest contracts. Now you got an even a bigger one. And even talking to each accuser, boy, that thing's going to be one-sided. There's not going to be any neutral down the middle. Hey, this is really what I think of him as.
But when you say you want the full scope, I mean, I would assume that would – they said they talked to investigators and things like this. They talked to – is it Harris County law enforcement
correct.
There? Like, you know, that to me is – I don't know if that's the full – don't tell me you got a full picture then is all I would say.
Do you ever get the full picture in this stuff, though? Like, I don't think that was ever going to happen here. I mean, let's be real here.
No, and – any team that was looking at Deshaun Watson, I'm sure they were going to try and, you know, do their homework and look into it as best they can. But I don't have faith in any NFL team getting to the bottom of this.
No,
especially if you want the player.
They wanted to. I'm with you. Just don't tell me you got a full, well-rounded
you don't want to
view
know what
the
they
whole
said.
Thing.
You don't want to talk to them. You don't want to hear from them.
I don't think they did.
No.
And
you want to talk to as many people close to the situation as you can, then make your decision.
Or not.
No,
or just
mean,
wait to see how it plays out in court, and if he's not going to be criminally charged,
exactly.
If you want the player, then go get him.
So I'm sure they got asked this today, and I know it's been put out there that the Browns knew. Did they know there was another?
They said they did, yes.
I know they said they did.
Were
did they say that today?
I don't think
were they asked about that
I don't
today?
Know. I don't know if they were asked about it. We're running on it. Maybe we'll get to that. But
so that's one thing that I'd be curious about. And like the team says they're aware because they don't want to look like they got caught, you know, completely clueless and unaware. But I'd really wonder that. I really wonder how forthcoming Houston was and how much Cleveland knew about that. And I wonder how much they were holding their breath yesterday, wondering if the other county here was going to throw out this criminal suit.
I saw that pop up yesterday. I'm like, what grand jury? The grand jury that decided not to indict two weeks ago?
No,
what is this?
It's a new one. It's a new
that
one.
That was the second one.
Right.
I don't see how – forget about Houston. I mean, if you're Watson's agent –
you'd
don't
be
you
like, hey, this is going on.
This, you, I mean,
yes,
you it's gotta, not even full disclosure. It's just disclosure.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a chance he may not.
Well, and I thought.
Well, the league had to approve, has got to approve this trade, too. And the fact that everybody's talking, all you got to do is look at the contract. And the fact his base salary is $1 million tells you they're expecting.
Oh, they know
a
he's
suspension.
Getting suspended. No, he's either getting put on the commissioner's exemption list, which is in effect a suspension, or he's getting suspended. You know, Ben Roethlisberger was not criminally charged. He was suspended 6 games. And I think
Brady's base salary was low that year where they were expecting him to potentially miss. Remember the Mike Lynch report?
I don't remember that. They reworked his salary that year?
Yeah, salary was low that year when he got suspended. Which so he didn't have to lose that much money.
That's the tough part for me to swallow when anyone in this situation, be it the Browns and their front office and their investigators, anyone trying to take the high road, you know, why is he being suspended? Why does he have to sit any games? Well,
why?
Gotta sit. Why?
He didn't play all last year.
He didn't play all last year, and
that's the biggest
free safety in practice.
That's the biggest difference with Roethlisberger, right? Is that Watson's already sat out a year, so that is the biggest difference. But
if he's still going to sit some games because the NFL says he violated the conduct policy, however they're going to word it or something, for what? For being accused of a bunch of stuff that I didn't do? Yeah, but we all know. Well, if you know,
then you're really going down illegal.
Then you're. It's not even a legal thing. It's again. It's like that moral and ethical
bad, right?
Stance. You can't take one. You wanted the player. Once you figured out that he wasn't going to spend, do any time in jail, then you decided, let's go get him. Don't try and tell me that you figured everything out. If the league still sees fit to suspend him, then you must agree that something happened and it's not all above board. I'd rather you don't say anything and don't lie to me about how you've
made sure
everything is okay.
My stance with the Andrew Berry thing. It's like, well, we did a comprehensive investigation. Well, no, you didn't. And you probably didn't want to. So just don't tell me that you did.
Right.
That's really my only thing
taking. They have to.
They have to come out and say it?
Yeah. They got to address it somewhat.
That will appease a lot of people.
Yes.
That's true.
There are people who are going to buy you. Oh, okay.
Did our homework. You can at least be a little more honest that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, 617-779-0985. That's the Deshaun Watson press conference still ongoing in Cleveland. Bruins with another win last night. They're working their way up in the standings. We will talk to a member of the Boston Bruins. Some would say the best player on the Boston Bruins. Brad Marchand will join us right after the headlines from Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over it with a tire.
More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Another win for the Bruins last night. 3-2 over the Lightning. A team that they've struggled with in the past. Couple of straight wins over Tampa this season as the Bruins work their way up in the standings. It's Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 the Sports Hub. No Beetle today. Jones in with Zolak and Hardy. And as promised, joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, a member of the Boston Bruins. And also, he'll be selling his food here, his cereal, all over New England. March Munch, Cinnamon Crunch. All over grocery stores here in New England. Brad, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the win last night.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So lifelong dream here to get this cereal? Saw some of the comments.
I saw the statement, yeah.
Lifelong dream.
It's just, I think growing up, even once you made the NHL or you accomplish something like that, you don't ever expect to have your own cereal. And I just remember being a kid and seeing, the top guys in the league come up with, I think Brett Hall had one and Gretzky had one and, guys like that. So that's the caliber of player or athlete that typically has a cereal come out. So when it was presented to me, I was kind of blown away and sometimes, you take for granted the position we're in and you forget how special and how lucky we are. And that just kind of brought everything back to reality. And it just makes it that much more special, I guess, when you look at it, through your childhood eyes.
Well, especially for a kid who was allowed to have good cereals. Now, were you allowed the good, you know what I'm saying, the good cereals when you were a kid?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, nothing too healthy.
No, listen, growing up back home, you know, we didn't have this organic stuff that everyone's pushing nowadays.
Nice.
The Whole Food brand and all that. We had the good stuff. We had Kraft Dinner and we had, you know, cinnamon, all the good cereals and, we used to eat Alfaghetti and all that good stuff. So it turned out fine.
So, go ahead.
Well, so are you now competing with Pastrnak? Like, do you got to figure out? Are you gonna move more product than Pastrnak with all his pasta?
I'm gonna try, but I'm gonna say that I have the best tasting food, regardless of what sells. I know that I'm gonna pick the cinnamon crunch any day over pasta. Even though, don't get me wrong, I love pasta.
Did you get to pick the name? Like, how many names did this come down to?
Yeah, we were kind of, it was tough because it you know, you they wanted to kind of rhyme. So yeah, within they wanted to go together. So within reason, you know. So we kind of threw some back and forth on it all, and I wasn't as much concerned about the name. I was more concerned about the cereal.
Yeah, the content, right? Quality,
exactly. and that's my favorite cereal. So as soon as it came up, I mean, I said that's the one I wanted, and they're like, all right, well, that's the option. So I was fine with whatever.
See, I'm fascinated by that. We're like marketing people, like, hey, it's like a Cheerio, it's like a Frosted Flake. It's like they're just throwing ideas at you, and you're just like, no. You're in the boardroom voting them all down. That was you.
Yeah, well, it was as soon as they brought it up, they're like, hey, you know, we want to do a cereal, and I was like, yeah, perfect, I'm in. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that's what we're doing. And they're like, yeah, we have that option. I was like, good, perfect, that's it,
great, done.
And they sent me a couple other ones, like a Cheerio or something like that, and I didn't even try it. I was like, listen, that's what we're doing.
And a portion of the proceeds are going to benefit Christopher's Haven in Boston. And I know you and a lot of guys on the team do a lot with area hospitals and kids. So that's an important component. We don't want to gloss over that.
It is, yeah. I mean, I think anytime that's, you know, it's such a big part of it is anytime that you can give back. I mean, it's a very special and unique opportunity for something to be able to do something like this. And, you know, that's just the cherry on top, to be able to find any way to give back and help out. And especially I've lost people in my family to cancer and different illnesses. And so it all kind of ties together.
The moves that Donnie Sweeney made here at the deadline, first of all, you know, obviously bringing DeBrusk back as we get a little bit into hockey here.
Why don't you get Brad some of your Don Sweeney impersonation?
Oh yeah, this is good. This is good.
Hey, Zoe does a pretty good Don Sweeney, Brad.
You know, we were talking and we were over at Warrior today, and you know, the stuff with DeBrusky, I mean, we've been really open about it. You know, he told us what he wants we do, and of course I talk to Cam all the time, and you know, guys like Berge and Marshy, you know, we try to keep guys, and he's done a nice job being elevated there with that top line. So we're getting the most out of JQ as we can right now.
There you go.
I can't see it, so I almost thought that he was on the phone there.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know what? Yeah, and hell with that hockey thing. Like, we do the most downloaded interview weekly. We do a weekly interview with Derek Forbert, which is everybody loves the Forbert interview. You got any good dirt on Forbert?
Oh, yeah.
Because we got dirt on him. He has his cell phone service is his mom's, so his mom's name pops up on it.
Yep,
he doesn't even pay for his own phone.
That's awesome. Good for him. You know, maybe he's just trying to be incognito with all the girls that keep calling him.
Oh, so he's a hot ticket, huh?
Could be that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, Forbes, he's a great dude. We love story time with Forbes in the gym. That's what he's known for. He's always on the turf, stretching, and always a good conversation piece in the gym. So he's a great dude. Very happy we have him on the team.
Well, I was happy to see him out there last night because there wasn't room for all the defensemen you had had before with Lindholm joining the team. It was great seeing him play last night. Obviously great to get the win over Tampa, but to see him contribute in the way he did right out of the gate, what did you think of seeing him on the ice last night, Brad?
I knew Lindy was a good player. Playing against him, but he's unbelievable. Watching him last night, and I don't think that was like an abnormal game for him. I think it was. I think he's a very consistent player. But the way that he can break out pucks, how good of a skater he is, he's very strong in battles. He's really, really going to complement our decor. And we saw last night on that first goal, he made an incredible play to break the puck out to get it to Holla. And obviously they made a great play to pass the score. But it all started with Lindy on the breakout. And you need guys like that. And he's big. He's got great range to be on the defensive side of things, create lots of turnovers. So that was an incredible pickup for our group. So management did a great job bringing him in. That you need guys like that in playoff time.
What are you calling him?
Lindy.
Lindy, but we'll call him Hammer.
That's better. So this is what I was going to ask you. Like, how long does it take on average, would you say, for a hockey nickname? Because sometimes I say we need a little more thought in some of these nicknames. I like Hammer.
I don't think I've referred to him by his first name yet. It's nicknames. And it's like the first question that guys ask each other when they come to a new team. Hey, what do we call you? So it kind of goes from there. But
he says Lindy?
Yes. I just said that because that's his last name. It's very easy to just throw a Y in the other guy's last name.
Yeah.
But Hammer is what everybody's calling him.
See, it's funny. You came in our building here at the Sports Hub a couple years ago to tape, I don't know what commercial you did for something with the Bruins and us. And you saw our producer, Tom Morgan. You called him Man Rocket because, like, the dude's jacked.
That's right.
We have called him Man Rocket since you nicknamed him that probably 3 years ago.
He's been peacocking around ever since.
See, that's funny because that's how a lot of these nicknames will stick, right? If somebody says something that is funny or something, and then it's just boom, that's what it is moving forward. So, yeah, we definitely have that at times as well.
I'm curious, when a new player comes to the team from another team, do you feel compelled to, like, go up to them right away? Because let's face it, Brad, you are a phenomenal hockey player and one that most teams probably have strong feelings about. When you're playing the Bruins tonight and Brad Marchand, it's got to be in people's heads. So you don't know what other guys are going to think about you when they now have the opportunity to play with you. So do you make it a point to, like, go up to them and, like, I don't know, establish some kind of a rapport right away? Because there's nobody walking around who doesn't have feelings about you around the league.
Well, they're veteran heavy.
I think that it's almost like an unwritten rule in hockey where there's very few guys. I mean, there's a couple around the league, but it's very documented around the league who is a good guy and who's not. And you know before you go to a new team. And most guys are, it doesn't matter how they play on the ice, or good dudes off the ice and get along really well and good teammates. And, especially with an organization like ours where we take a lot of pride in that. And teams know that. Like, everybody knows around the league that we have a great organization. They take a ton of pride in the type of players that we have in our room. So guys know, that our room is really good. But one thing that I think we take a lot of pride in is building relationships and bonds. So, yeah, I mean, when new guys come in very quickly, we all like to grab them and have a conversation, get to know them as fast as we can, because moving forward, especially with such a short time period here before playoffs, you have to build those relationships very fast with guys and get to know them and establish that trust. So we all do that. But the tough part is, like, a guy like Johansson, a few years back, I took a suspension on him and gave him a concussion. So it's more that situation where I called him right away and tried to bury the hatchet and make sure that, we were good moving forward. So that's a tough situation there where, you get into it maybe with a certain guy, or he takes a cheap shot at you, or vice versa. Those things you got to overcome. But guys always do. They always bury it. Otherwise, you'll see them part ways pretty quickly at some points.
Before we let you go, you want to break any news for us? Bergeron playing tomorrow?
I thought he was playing last game.
That's what we thought. Yeah.
But he did it, so I can't jump the gun here now. I hope so, though.
Nasty infection? Like, is it all leaking and stuff? Or
yeah, does he need a new nickname after this thing?
Like sappy? Sticky?
Sappy.
Yeah, hey, those guys that will chirp, those guys, that's one guy I will never chirp. So, hey, let's cut that topic off right now.
All right. Hey, last one before we let you go. How deep can this team go? How good do you guys feel right now?
I think we have a great team, but the thing with the East is right now there's legit 8 contenders. Every team that is going into playoffs is a legit contender. And there's obviously the teams in the West. There's some very good teams in the West. But, I mean, every round until you get to the West, you're going to be playing a team that could win the Stanley Cup. And so the first round matchup, both teams could be in the finals. So it's going to be a crazy playoffs this year. And so I think we have a very good team. I think we can make a great run, but this year, the team that wins it, I mean, they have to have an incredible playoffs, and they're going to have to be very healthy. They're going to have everybody going at the right time. It's going to need great goaltending. So if we can put that all together at the right time, yeah, we can go deep. But that's the same as every other team in the East. So I'm really excited about this year's playoffs. It's going to be an absolute war, and it's going to be very entertaining.
Imagine the photo op if you could eat a bowl of Munch, out of Cinnamon Crunch out of the cup. I mean, unbelievable.
Writes itself.
That'll be one for the books. Yeah. We'll deal with that when the time comes.
Well, it's available at Shaw's Star Market and Market Basket. He is Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins. They take on the Islanders tomorrow here on the Sports Hub. Brad, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Marchand is all our guests. Joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We'll get to Fake Promo Friday. Today's takeaways next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we got to move fast. Fake Promo Friday, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Results starting your very first week. Drop all that weight before opening day with the Waken 180, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
All right, fake promos. How many of these puppies we got?
6, but we could have had about 10.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Can you think of any team that went from 5 to 10 since January?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Scale of 1 to
that
10.
Dude, I bet that dude's got a telescope. And he just sits there. I checked out 3 stars.
All right.
From last Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Why do you keep them in the freezer?
It keeps the latex nice and wet.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I talked to somebody who thought that was a setup call. He's like, that guy wasn't legit.
No. I heard you, Hardy. I now keep my fleshlight in the freezer. I agree. I go with the same thing you
fleshlight.
Do.
Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Extend the life of that thing.
Yep. Exactly. Middays
at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You hear the W in Wilbur. Wilbur Wright.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pretty accurate.
Silent W conversation.
Yeah.
That one will live in infamy. That's going to go on for a while.
I enjoyed it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, but it pounds too much. It really does. That pounding, man, it's like, I'm just tired of getting pounding.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's like Bob Odenkirk on Curb. I'm sure you didn't see it. Keep pounding for hours and hours. Tabasco? Wow!
It was the Peloton talk.
Yeah.
Oh, Peloton, right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Is it hard? Is it hot to touch? Is there a head on it? You don't want to squeeze it. I know it hurts and it feels so good when you squeeze it, but you don't want to squeeze it to release it through the hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, on a sports
hour. You can't play that.
That's what happens
when I don't listen to these ahead of
time. It's a cyst.
Wow. You got to dump all that.
No, you can't. It's
dump,
a cyst.
Dump it.
No, dump it. It's a cyst.
Dump it.
It's a cyst. How many you got in there?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
That's the way you finish strong. Good job, Jones.
What a week.
When I say I had actual tears here, I'm not exaggerating. Especially when he took that deep breath to go back to play a little bit.
You thought he was petering out. Nope.
Nope, not him.
I got more.
All right. Thugger Maz next.
Thanks, Jones.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.